Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, May 19th, 2022. It's Thursday, and if it's Thursday, you know what that means. My good friend, my brother, Steve Quayle, with me as well. You know, yesterday I spoke about a number of things. Okay, I'm ready to fight. I don't know about you guys. How long are we going to stand by? And this is my question. How long are we going to stand by and complain, whine, moan, and, you know, just about the situation? What are we going to do? What can we do? Well, as I said yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, we're not going to be able to vote our way out of the mess that we're in. You saw how that worked, right? And now that's working with the primaries, even in Pennsylvania. Hey, you have extra ballots? No, I don't have. Oh, yeah, I do have some. They're in my trunk. Let me get them. What happened when they tried to pull that crap in Athens, in the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, 1946. The people down there didn't take kindly to that and fixed it. Well, are we nothing but cattle right now where we just go along? Because, well, you know, we don't want to cause any kind of inconvenience and we're afraid of whatever. So here's where I'm at with all of this. Because, look, understand this. And Steve and I spoke about this. I don't know how long we have on the air, because even though the Disinformation Governance Board with Scary Poppins, all right, even though that's kind of on pause, which that's Washington speak for, well, we're just going to have to tank this quietly until we can reformat it to get people not to pay attention to it, and then we'll bring it back in a much greater fashion. That's what that means, right? So I don't know how long we're going to be on the air in this platform, in this fashion. I just don't. And to some of you, you're clapping. That's fine. I'm okay with that. See you on the battlefield. Just don't stand in front of me. Or go ahead and stand in front of me. So it brings me to this. You know, I'm not getting any younger, right? And none of us are, obviously. So what are we going to do? Are we okay? Are you okay? And let me ask you this, especially Christians and conservative Christians. Are you okay with just turning this over, this mess over to your kids? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we caused the mess. Just go ahead, yeah, take care of it. Sorry. Hey, we didn't mean to leave this mess. Billy Joel, remember? We didn't start the fire. I guess they did. And we're just kind of fanning the flames, aren't we, of discontent? So is that what our call is, or are we called to do something more? And that's the question. And I've been wrestling with this a lot. Are we called to do something more? And if not now, when? You know, again, channeling or paraphrasing greater minds than mine. If not now, when? If not us, who? And what are we going to do? And again, I'm not afraid of getting shut down, because I got a big mouth and I can still, you know, my wife says that, I can still do my thing. But I'd rather be fighting proactively than reactively. And I'm not talking about getting, you know, weapons out and start blasting, although I'm not ruling that out. Everything is on the table, again, in Washington speak. No, that's not a threat. Eric Texas, be careful. No, he didn't say that. But no, it's not a threat. It's what I'm saying is this. There's no one coming to our rescue. Hello, is this thing on? 911. No, there's no one coming to help us. And to the people out there who say, well, you got a big mouth, Hagman. Put your money where your mouth is. Okay. Well, you do the same. In fact, you can lead if you'd like. But somebody's going to have to start leading because of course, the World Economic Forum, who I don't remember inviting to this party, electing them, do you? Klaus Schwab. So the UN and WEF got together and with the okay of the, you know, Joey Six Plugs, Joey Three Scoops, the Mr. Potato Head in the Oval Office, with Obama behind him and Valerie and all the communists behind him. They're saying, you know what? Here's what we need to do. We need to zero out emissions. So here's what we need to do. And there's like a 10-point plan right now. And look, I'm not going to get into this. You can, unless you're living under a rock, you know what I'm talking about, right? And WHO over our sovereignty. May 22nd through the 28th, they're voting on this. It's going to go into effect. Of course, it's a treaty. Oh, wait a second. Treaties must be ratified by 2/3 of the Senate. I learned that in civics class. Well, guess what? No. This treaty was tacitly ratified because when we entered the UN in 69, back in 69, look, I wrote a column, Wisconsin Christian News. Get the newspaper, okay? So again, it comes back to this. What are we going to do about this? And I'm going to shut up here in a second, because here's what we need to do. And allow me just this to tell you. Since there's no one coming to our aid, since there's no one going to give us a hand up, since there's no one going to help us fight the fight that we're in, except true patriots. And you know what? I believe this. True Christians, people of the Bible, who understand things like, oh, yes, things like Nehemiah Strong, you know what Nehemiah did back in the day, right? He's building a wall with one arm and, you know, using an AR-15 or an AK-47, whatever he had back then. What do you have, AK, right? No, whatever. I'm kidding, right? Okay, so you get the idea, but there's no one coming to our aid. So we have to take care of business ourselves. So, okay, where do we start? Food, water. What else is necessary? Communications. Well, I got my cell phone. Yeah, okay. How you liking your cell phone, by the way? Tracking every place you go, you know. Okay. But what happens when communications are difficult at best? What are you going to do? So water, food, comms. Of course, bullets, beans, you know, gold, guns and ammo, all that stuff. You got the list. But one of the things that I'm really hot about, and Steve Quayle is with me right now as a couple of surprise guests, you better have comms, your communications together. If we together are going to fight, when I say fight, defend, fight, preserve, protect, you get the idea. I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying that, you know, hey, if this goes kinetic and comes to my door, you know, I want to let other people know, this is happening here. So what do? You switch to alternative methods of comms. And yes, that's ham radio and that's other things. But there's also another solution, which I think is genius, actually. With me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. God bless that man. As well as a couple of surprise guests, Tina and Eric from the Satellite Phone Store. And this, look, I don't care if you think it's a sales pitch or not. Here's what I'm doing. And I'm showing you what I am doing, okay, to preserve the ability to communicate. And I find it works. You can say, this ain't for me. Okay, fine. Then you know what? Do whatever you do. I don't care. I'm just showing you what I do that's working right now for me. And working for Eric the Tech and working for the group that I'm in. That's all. So with that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Steve, take it away before I get in trouble.
Well, Doug, the most important thing right now in the world is data, communication, and information. If people challenge that, they don't understand that everyone's data, communication, and information is being tracked. So what's important is, with the ability to use satellites to communicate, and basically by voice or by text, we've given people an alternative way of communication that basically even transcends shortwave radio, because they will make shortwave radios illegal. They're going to make everything illegal, and I want people to understand that. But until they do, you know, Tina and Eric from the satellite phone store are offering the Bivy stick. And I'm going to let Eric describe the Bivy stick. Now, Tina warned, multiple times that the day would come when the satellite phones would pretty much be impossible to get. That day has pretty much arrived. So Eric and Tina, let's share the Bivy stick because it is a less expensive way. More information is capable of being transmitted. You do not need to go through a cell phone to a tower to be able to talk. And obviously Texas is having brownouts. And this summer, ladies and gentlemen, the drought that's in the desert Southwest and pretty much half the United States to the Mississippi River is going to experience a lot of power issues, not counting cyber attack. So thank you guys, Tina, and thank you, Eric, for what you guys do. Go ahead.
I just want to start by saying thank you so much, Steve and Doug, for having us on. And we really, really appreciate it. And we'd love to take this time to educate your listeners. So go ahead, Eric.
Sure. So the Bivy stick. This Bivy stick is the smallest, most lightweight, portable satellite communicator in the world. There's a battery in there. There's a little satellite antenna in there. It's a little microprocessor board. It connects to a mobile device via Bluetooth, low energy Bluetooth. You open the Bivy app on your mobile device, you connect to the Bivy. Bivy has to be outside. So actually, Rob, can you hand me the mount? We actually have a mount that allows you to stick this on the outside of a window. And now my Bivy can be outside, and it needs to be within line of sight. Like, I can't go wandering through my house, but if I put it on the edge of my house, that has the biggest view of the sky, I sit inside with a mobile device. It doesn't have to be a cellular-enabled mobile device. It could be an Android, iPhone, whatever you have. It doesn't have to have cellular connectivity, or it can. You open the Bivy app, and now you can send two-way secure messages to any cell phone. They don't have to have a Bivy. So if you're in an affected area and you're trying to reach somebody who's not, you can still get a hold of them, or it can be Bivy-to-Bivy communication, all staying within the Iridium satellite network, touching less public and government-controlled networks. So it gives you another means to communicate when certain things are jammed or taken down. And I love it because the price point makes it available to so many people. So we put good quality communications in the hands of about anybody that wants it.
And Steve and Eric and Tina, that is like genius as far as I'm concerned, okay? Because, and if I can do this, if I can use one of those, you can too, because Eric won't let me touch my own computer half the time. So it works, and I got to tell you, this is an answer to many communications problems. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think the other problem is, Doug, is that people are not going to be able to have the fancy web pages with all the pretty pictures. But what people need to know is what is going on. And we're all trained now, having been on the internet. We go on this site, that site. People come to my site. People go to your site. All the different sites, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, all of the sites that are out there. But what happens, we all are pretty much in a funnel. And if the cyber attacks go on, then we're pretty much locked out from our viewing public, on our listening public, and the information ability to transmit. The nice thing about the Bivy stick is that, you know, that doesn't affect us. And again, what I want people to understand, Tina, I want you to address this, please. It wasn't scare tactics. It wasn't a sales pitch, but you knew, and ladies and gentlemen, I've known Tina for at least pretty close to a dozen years. But the point is that no one saw the necessity for global satellite communication to the general public longer ago than we did. And at that point, everybody had a cell phone and they didn't need it. So Tina, talk about the availability of these and how everything that's going on in Ukraine is going to affect these too. So the availability is critical, but tell the service that's now packaged with Bivy stick and tell the situation, because we want to hit people to understand this is the best thing that ever happened to people that need to know, want to know, and as a matter of life and death for them to know.
Right. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, these are getting a little bit harder even for me to get on these baby sticks as well. So we do have 500 currently in stock. The price is $69.95 a month, but that does include damage insurance, lost insurance, lost or stolen, and also includes Galileo and service for unlimited texting for the $69.95. And I do have to say that Bibi has already informed us that the price is going to change. The price is going up. So on the unit, to make these units, it's going to cost more to make them because of the current situations with getting parts to make these units. It's getting much harder for them to get parts to complete these units, and they're spending a lot more money than they did before. These aren't free. It costs a lot of money to make these. We just choose to give them for free when you sign up on a 12-month. But I do have to say, so in June 1st, the price is going to change. That $69.95 is going to have to change to the $75 a month because we are going to be paying more for them. We're trying to get another 1,500 of them this month if possible. I don't know if we're going to be successful, but I am doing everything that I can to get more of these units. They did promise us that they would try to get us 20,000 this year. I don't think I'm going to be able to get the full 20,000. We kind of are kind of feeling that we're probably going to get about 10,000 more. Some of the parts are really difficult to come by, and especially with the shutting down of China and other places.
Another thing that compounded that is we're one of the world's biggest provider of mobile satellite communications, particularly mobile. We love mobile stuff, battery operated, solar panel, to where you can put it in somebody's hands. What we found is with satellite phone shortages, some of our largest companies are coming back to us and asking for satellite phones, and there's not a lot of availability. So we're letting them test these, and they're loving these almost as much as they like satellite phones or more, just because it offers more kind of modern flexibility for people to communicate. So the point being, there's limited supplies, and some big companies are also looking at a lot of humanitarian, Steve, a lot of humanitarian aid over in Africa, Ukraine, other areas. This allows them to track, text, SOS with each other in a group. So you're saying if our communications are down, ham radio's down, I have beef, you have chickens, and we want to trade. How do we communicate if we're 100 miles away? So when it gets down to these types of times, this is going to be one of the only means of communication that's going to allow us to communicate effectively.
I think one of the things, too, that's really critical, I came up with a statement, and people used to think it was, quote, unquote, just trying to scare people, but track, whack, and stack. If you're even in the vicinity of a crime with a cell phone, they can go, anybody, law enforcement, go to the cell phone company and see every cell phone that was in whatever perimeter that within 1 mile of the crime. Well, that's not, if somebody commits a crime, that's one thing. But we just found out that the CDC, in conjunction with the intelligence agencies, was tracking millions of cell phone users' locations. And this is one of the things I like about the Bivy stick. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a matter, and I make this, I don't apologize for much, and certainly not this. Well, actually, I don't try and apologize for anything. But the point is that it's available now. And Tina, I think you built the case very clearly, and Eric, you did too. People don't understand the disruption from the Ukraine is affecting everything, especially the ability to produce integrated circuits, the high technology. Obviously, China has shut down. We're watching insurmountable problems. The cryptocurrencies lost a third of $1 trillion the other day. That's a lot of money. But what I think people have got to understand is that even your brokers, you guys, I tell people I'm a dealer in gold and silver, but brokers get you broker. Okay. They get defensive of that. So Tina made it clear, and Eric, you've made it clear that the simplicity of operating is, because there is a little bit of a learning curve on satellite phones, but this is simple. Anybody that knows how to text can use this. And I think it's critical, you guys. Tina, the demand for emergency phones, I mean, just share with people why you guys are having a hard time getting phones. Didn't it overrun the production capability?
Right. Steve, we had purchased 50,000 phones a year ago for 2022. And we got a total of 2,000. We haven't even received them yet. There's shortage. So we had to try to find a product that the users could use using the satellite. One of the things that I do like about the Bibi is if you don't want to be tracked, you can put your phone, your smartphone on the airplane mode, and then you could still use the Bibi using the satellites, and then your phone can't be tracked at all. We also have few of your listeners also, Doug, that don't have a smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, also we're asking you to let us know ahead of time. And what we could do is we could get you a smartphone when we ship your Bibi and have the app pre-programmed so that you don't have to have service on that smartphone. So when you get it, it'll be pre-programmed with the app and the Bibi, so you can start using the Bibi app only. Now, I highly recommend for everyone to watch the video that we have on your website, Steve. So go to stevequayle.com. There is a video that shows you how to use the Bibi. So I highly recommend you watch that video. And if you think it's something that you could use, it shows you everything, then just click on the link right from your website, right from stevequayle.com, and place an order, and someone will contact you, because we're not a bit large company. We have maybe a handful of salespeople. And if you call us and no one answers, place your order, someone will contact you.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be placing an order for five or more Bibis, please reach out to us. We've had customers do this where we set them up family plans that also go into Galileo family plans, so everyone's getting the same updates and they're all synchronized. So if you're thinking about outfitting your family or your team, you know, give us a call. Let us participate in that. Don't just place the online order. We need to work with you to make sure you get it all set up right.
And then Tina, what's your fastest access through an internet URL? Is it sat123.com?
Yeah, sat123.com takes you right to that plan that includes Galileo. And so just click on it and complete the order. We've made it really simple. Someone will 100% get a hold of you via phone or via email within 24 hours before it gets shipped to make sure that you are getting the right plan and the right product. And then it goes out the next day. So you should be able, those 500 will be shipped out once the order is received within 24 to 48 hours. And then after that, it's going to go on a waiting list.
I want to share something too with everybody, and I'm not going to give the details away, but ladies and gentlemen, what I love about the satellite phone store is they have a heart. And just so you know, and I got to be careful, but I'll say it this way. If it hadn't been for Tina's satellite phone store and Eric's generosity, a lot of the Americans that were abandoned in Afghanistan will still be there. And I can share this. That's not, you know, again, that's to, you know, thank the Lord for you guys. But I can tell you that the last update I got, and, you know, Tina can watch, and this is important. I mean, it's responsible. So, you know, you guys, thank you from someone who is perpetually irritated at the policies of abandoning Americans. And what I want to, if I were to say one thing, you guys, you know, really, this is kind of corny, but you guys have a heart. I don't mean that saying that's corny, but, you know, I hear people say, well, our company has a heart. I said, yeah, you're a bunch of Aztec sacrificers. You know, that just means we'll kill you softly. You know, again, we've got to get people to the understanding of that the Bibi stick I don't know anything else. There isn't anything else. But I'll tell you one thing. I've known Tina and Eric, and these guys don't rest on their laurels. Actually, they don't rest. The bottom line is you've got, you know, the access to these 500, if I've heard you right, Tina, and I know what's going on in the background of a lot of the electronic component manufacturers. People don't understand. There are other countries around the world besides China. Taiwan makes the most sophisticated ICs, and the Philippines, most people don't even know what goes on in the Philippines and Indonesia. But the demand for satellite phones is so great that obviously this is what's going on. So the Bivy stick is even better. We have 1,000 characters, do we not, Eric, to be able to...
I believe the last I heard was 160 characters, just like a text message, but that they're working on longer message lengths.
Up to 1,000.
Yeah, they're working on up to 1,000 right now.
Okay. Yeah, but because the satellite phones are limited to 137. So again, it's really critical that, number one, the video that's on the website, and Doug, it might be good to take that from my website, you know, and put it on yours too.
Already because, on there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Good. That's why he's linear, and we're grateful for that. I think what's really, we're seeing a compression in time, Tina. So my guess is that the demand is going to be so great because people now know, hey, we weren't kidding before the situation with the lockdown. We weren't kidding in talking about satellite phones as a necessary communication. Right now, I think, 6 or 7 of the major power plants in Texas are offline. And you can go on, you can see anything. Power's going down. Cybersecurity, cyber attack. You know, here's the deal. It's important enough that the most debilitating mental condition is when you can't get a hold of your loved ones. And Eric, again, you guys, you guys should put out a book or some kind of a data, let's say downloadable. Here's a good idea of just the amazing stories of how satellite phones have saved people's lives, how people have found lost kids overseas. So, you know, again, just share the program one more time, please, because this is critical that people understand. You know, you're talking $69.95, and you tell me if I'm wrong on it. It's only till June 1st. June 1st, the price goes up to $75, and we're limited in the amount we have available. And I'm saying we until Bivy can get up with their production. And I think, Tina, you know, you guys are searching the world for other stuff, but isn't this a pretty worldwide issue? Because if everybody in the world's coming to you, that tells me wherever they're at in the world, they can't get them there. Go ahead.
We are the most spoiled country in the world when it comes to getting what we want, whether it's cars, computers, electronics, satellite. Usually it's there when we need it. But over the past years, I think a lot of people have noticed you can't get a truck when you need it, or you can't get a house at the price that you can afford. So you can actually still get a satellite device at an affordable price right now. And we're happy to do it. This is not work for us. This is what we love and enjoy doing, you know, helping people communicate, giving people that extra bit of assurance that they can talk to their loved ones and their families and their friends and keep their business running or keep their community informed. Like, this is, it's a dream come true, I think, for Tina and I both to be able to be in this position. So thank you for those kind words, Steve.
Right.
And you want to go over the offer again?
Yeah. So I just want to point out that these are made in the USA. There are some parts that are needed. And I believe that Bivy is working really hard to get all manufacturing, all parts in the future move to the USA so that we don't have these issues anymore. I think Trump was right on this, is what I say. The reason why we're having issues with these parts is because we relied on other countries. And then also, there are some satellite communication equipment that nobody can get. We're having people from all over the world calling us, government saying, do you have this product? No, it just simply doesn't exist. There are some products that you just can't get. We're probably not going to be able to get them this year, period, because they just can't make them anymore. So yeah, we're having production problems with some or most satellite communication products.
and the U.S. customers that we have are finding out first because they're contacting us. But we also have customers around the world who we might talk to only once a year, and they give us a call and they're expecting to be able to get, you know, a handful of these or that. And it's an unfortunate, heartbreaking call to inform them that the big project they've had to set up a field clinic in the middle of the Congo, they're not going to have comms at now. So that's kind of hard to see, you know, go off. But the Bivvy has given us a way to still fill the need. So we're happy while we still have it. But yeah, prices are going to go up, and it's also going to get more scarce, just like pretty much any other industry that we see right now.
Well, since we're in 1984 on steroids, and, you know, it's 10 times worse than Orwell. These are my opinions that we'll let yet to play out. I think, again, people have got to understand that the Bivvy stick is the only answer when the power goes down, when the cell phones go out. And the thing that's really critical, Eric and Tina, you know this, that people need data, but they also want to stay in contact with either their loved ones or their business partners or something. And the next time, and I'm telling you what, we're watching it, the next time they try and pull a lockdown, I think you're going to see a lot of people rebelling. And I think, you know, they're going to have a real problem. But one thing they want is total control over all of our communications, whether it's by phone, whether it's by internet. And this gives us a breathing period, you know, to basically have access to information. And I'm telling you, everybody knows this. It is the most expensive commodity in the world, even over, you know, weapons trafficking, over human trafficking. The data that you and I, just this phone call, obviously on Zoom, and, you know, people want data. And the purpose of data for them is to control. The only way for us to interfere with that data control is to be able to initiate our data outside of their control. So again, that's really an important point. I know, Eric, you're smiling, and, you know, you get it, I get it, Tina gets it, but the important point is people understand it. Doug, before we let these guys go, they got stuff to do. Anything you want to say?
Well, I'll tell you this much. This is the Bivvy stick, the communications, satellite phones, and you said it earlier. You warned satellite phones were not going to be, you know, available, and here it is. Okay, this is about solutions. This is about what we do. Whether you want to do it or not, hey, you know what? It's up to you, all right? You want to store food or you don't want to store food. You know what? I'm not going to convince you. No one is going to be able to convince you to do anything, but this is genius. This is, in my view, the answer to your communications issues. And I have to say this, the team, the structure, the core team of Russ's team, we use this satellite and Bivvy stick system. So in it, it's amazing. It really is. And it's necessary. So, but it's up to you folks. And that's all I want to say. One question though, and this might sound like ridiculous. I got a question for you. So if the grid goes down, are you going to cut off our satellite service or what? How do we work that out?
No, we're not cutting off anybody. We let customers go usually sometimes 90 days before we really have a serious call, because some of our customers will take off and the credit card gets compromised, but okay. We don't make it a habit of cutting customers off. It's not why we got into
And there it is. And that's why you've got the heart. That's why that's why you guys are the genius. That's why you're the company, the go-to company for all things satellite and satellite related. So thank you. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, again, you guys, this is really critical because we're running out of time. This is a time-sensitive offer. You know, I think, Eric, you probably got some feedback. And, Tina, people thought we were kidding them when we told them there was going to be no availability. And, you know, it came to pass. So I think it's critical, you know, that people understand that we got 500. And I encourage you to, you know, after you listen to us, give them a call tomorrow. And they're very good, really good on customer service. You guys usually have 24/7 customer service, don't you?
Yeah,
we do. But we're like in the evenings, we are a little bit short on staff. So yeah, if you call us and we're not answering, the people are on the phone, just go ahead and place your order online and we will get back to you within 24 hours. I also wanted to mention that after the 500, we're still going to take orders, but you will notice online when you place your order, it's going to have a 2-week or a 3-week delay once the 500 are gone. And also on Doug's question with, are we going to take anybody down, or is if the grid went down, are these going to go down? We believe that the last thing that would go down, if everything in the world went down, the last thing that would go down is going to be the satellite communication. It is the safest. It's the most secure. If you want to send secure messages, I would say you would go from satellite to satellite. It is the most secure message that you could send out in the world.
And the last thing I'll mention is I work on all the technology at the company, from the biggest systems that go on ships and high rises in big cities to bivy sticks for regular people. And I guess the kind of bummer that I'm seeing right now is this is as cheap as it's going to get. It's only going to get more expensive. The devices are only going to get bigger. And people are just going to come back and say, well, satellite's not affordable now, I couldn't get one. So this is your chance, I guess, is what I'm saying. So we still have them, and they're still affordable, and we still have the model that we've been able to sustain.
Cool.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you guys very much.
Yes. Thank you indeed. Satellitephonestore.com. Go to stevequayle.com. Go to hagmanreport.com. Either one. Stevequayle.com, probably because you go there all the time anyway. Click the link right to the Satellite Phone Store, which is satellitephonestore.com. And there's the offer right there. And take advantage of it. Again, no one's going to force you to do this, but don't pick up your rotary dial phone and try to call me and say, hey, how come you didn't tell me about this? There it is. There's your answer. All right, Steve, back to you.
Well, again, I want to just say thanks, Tina, Eric, and everybody should pay attention. I'm going to say this. People who fail to pay attention will pay with their lives. Oh, that's scary. You bet it's scary. But people who are alert and able to see what's going on and process the information, it is a life saving necessity. So God bless you, Eric. God bless you, Tina. And we're just so grateful that you guys are an official, let's say this, avenue for alternative communications. And, I've been working with you for pretty much over a decade. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Doug. And God bless you both as well.
Yeah, it means a lot coming from you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. All right, folks, there it is. There's an answer, okay? We push solutions, not just problems. We don't talk about issues, just talk about issues. We talk about ways to fix, current issues. And, when the fit hits the shan, and it will. It already is. You're going to be scrambling if you're not prepared. So be prepared. And which brings me to this point right now. We've heard so much. You've heard so much about mass formation psychosis, right? Okay. That's a thing, mass formation psychosis. But you know what else is a thing? And I think this summarizes this better. In fact, I would even put this ahead of mass formation psychosis. Those people who follow the news, you know what I'm talking about. And that is reality disengagement syndrome, which is now underway. Now think about this, reality disengagement syndrome. So while you're watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, right? That's the thing to watch. Well, guess what? Last night, the U.S. government decided to order millions of doses of monkeypox vaccine. Now, wait, the last time I heard about monkeypox was on your show with Steve Quayle, or Steve Quayle mentioned it, wrote about it, talked about it. Monkeypox. So last night, while you were asleep or otherwise engaged worrying about Johnny Depp, monkeypox vaccine, millions of doses ordered by the U.S. government. Now, this according to a press release from a European pharma company, Bavarian Nordic, the U.S. exercised a $119 million option on the doses. The vaccines were purchased through the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, as you commonly and affectionately know that. So here's the deal on this, as I keep saying. Here's the deal. Here's the thing. You know the thing, right? Joey Six Plugs, right? Here's the thing. Something's coming. And yeah, could it be monkeypox? Well, hey, you know what? Fauci, Collins, Daszak, the WHO, the UN, not the group, by the way, not the WHO group, but the World Health Organization, the UN, the World Health Assembly. You think all this is happening just because? Just kind of, you know, perchance. Well, you know, we got to be careful. Yeah, monkeypox is already in the United States. They already have a case up in Massachusetts. Well, it's not really, you know, it doesn't really spread very well. Well, guess what? They tweak these things, okay? Plus smallpox. Oh, smallpox. Again, Steve Quayle. He's been right about more than he's been wrong on. And I think he's been right about just about everything he's written or spoken about. So let's talk, Steve, about reality disengagement syndrome, which is underway. And it's your platform at this point, Steve. Let's go.
Well, thank you, Doug. First of all, writing about genetic combination viruses was my passion when I started on talk radio 26 years ago. When I talked about race-specific bioweapons, people just said, huh? When we started seeing the Wuhan biological attack upon the United States, I never changed my beard at all. I said it was a bioweapon attack. Our own government was involved in it. What's important is it was a book once written by, I forget the author, but called A Higher Form of Killing. During those years when I was talking about smallpox, and yes, I was, when I was talking about Ebola pox, and you can look up, ladies and gentlemen, you can look up Kenton, K-E-N-T-O-N, Alibek, A-L-I-B-E-K. That's his easy version of his name. It's a longer name than that. But when he came to the United States, he came to Doug. He was a defector. And he shared with the congressional committee that was formulated to listen to him. The majority of the people that would even show up to listen to the head of Biopreparat, the complete Russian bioweapons development, they just basically dismissed it. It's kind of like all the bio labs in Ukraine are being dismissed. Kind of like the Americans that have been captured in Ukraine that are overseeing the race-specific development of bioweapons to kill every Russian. I want to make this clear. I am opposed to bioweapons. I've been one of the largest voices. Obviously, I'm not Fox News or anything, but in the alternative news, nobody got on it. I did. I stayed on it, and I still stay on it. When smallpox was being recultured, or the Lyme story, oh, gee, there were 18 vials or however many vials found in the freezer. Ladies and gentlemen, I was given the information of how many thousands of gallons of active smallpox, slurries, you know, in essence, gallons were sold on the black market. Then it wasn't enough to just have smallpox, which is a dreaded horde, just an ugly disease. It had to be combined with Ebola. Now we're seeing that Ebola is breaking out in the Congo again. Now we're seeing that there are vaccines for specific strains of Ebola. I'll make this clear. The area that Ebola first shows up in, or later shows up in, is the strain that they give it the name. For instance, Ebola Zaire. Kikwit, K-I-T-W-I-T. The areas that it is important for people to show up, they call it the Marburg virus in Marburg, Germany. Every place that it has broken out, okay, it has always seemed to come in a testing period of time. Testing doesn't just mean, I mean, in kind of dangerous times. And now we've watched the horror shows of the vaccination taking place around the world through absolute horrific illustrations of young people dying, of babies dying. And I want to share this, Doug. You and I get a lot of, excuse me, I forgot to turn this off. You and I get a lot of flack. And go ahead and shoot flack, because I want to share something. When the flack attack that you guys have generated, I'm talking about those of you who deny everything, when you finally come to the point
where you recognize that there's no food in the store, when you recognize that, gee, with your earning capacity, you can't pay $6 a gallon to basically have to fill your tank up, let's say twice a week if you have any type of commute. And why is it that on your salary, you can't come up with, you know, two bags of groceries for $100? I'm just, you know, those days are gone. But even one bag of grocery, and yet there's hardly a complaint. There's no baby formula. Gee, that was all shipped to the border. Where's the outrage? That's outrageous. So most people have, I believe, I came up with the term, they have disengaged from reality. Because I've heard people say, Doug, and you know it, it's too painful for me to think about. I said, okay, but it won't be too painful when your stomach begins to starve. One of the most horrible pictures I saw, I've seen it before, but was a dead body of a young, I think it was a male child. His ribs were showing, and to the right of him, and it made me cry, was his dead dog. And you know, I can't say that that was his pet dog. I can only say that if the dog died, maybe the dog was eating on the child. It didn't appear that way. But what is reality disengagement to me is, how can anybody who is a Republican, a Democrat, a Republican, a Democon, and how can any of the Republihores or Demohores, W-H-O-R-E-S, not address the fact that we've had the first case of two babies or infants in the hospital having to be rehydrated? Where is the disconnect? And then the mothers, they go post on I don't go on Twitter. Now, by the way, most people on Twitter should know half of it at least. Thanks to Elon Musk, whether you like him or hate him, he's proven half of it's bots. And guess what? We have the best bought and paid for stolen election in history. B-O-T and stolen, bought and stolen election history. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And what's fascinating to me, Doug, is, again, Stalin can say, I don't care who casts a vote, it's who counts them. Yet people are going to the Einsteinian equation for insanity, expecting a same procedure to, result in different results. The disconnect, the disengagement from reality couldn't be any truer. Where's the outrage over all the evidence of everything that was done to undermine a sitting president, even to betrayal at the highest level of the Pentagon, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, telling the Chinese what's going on, and they're at war with us. And ladies and gentlemen, Xi Jinping, these are real names, went on record saying, with our bioweapon, we defeated the United States. And I wish he would have gone a little further and said, and with our swabs, we've got all your DNA. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when Dave Hodges wrote that article years ago, that every man, woman, and child in America would be killed, that's by the Chinese white papers, and he can tell you the general's name. But that was the most critical piece of, I would say, this reality introduction that anyone in the alt news media concerning China, concerning their intent, had ever put out. So, Doug, the reality disengagement syndrome, we see it everywhere. We see it in the field of, gee, where's all that gas? Can you believe what diesel is? I said, yeah, it's nowhere near what it's going to. Can you believe they're saying it's the gas stations are putting double digits? You know, usually you couldn't have double digits. And most service stations would cut off at $90 or whatever. What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, America is being brought to a complete standstill. I got an email from someone who works in a, I won't even say where, in a rail yard someplace in North America. And he said, Steve, the average locomotive, diesel locomotive, is 5,300 gallons of diesel. He said they fuel, I think, 12 diesel locomotives a night. And that's 63,600. I'm doing the math quick and dirty, may not be accurate, but over 60,000. He said, we didn't get a truck today. So what's going to happen, Doug, is that most people don't understand. It's not enough that there's 2 million shipping containers, probably more than that right now, sitting in the oceans. Oh, that's no big deal. It doesn't matter that there's no truckers to carry even the loads that are available. Good example, the people that ship my books in from Texas, we use a freight forwarder, a broker. He called the other day and he said, we have 2,200 loads and only 56 trucks available. People, this is what I've said. You ever want to help someone, go by a truck stop and offer a trucker, say, you know what? I appreciate it. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have whatever I have. Only the people that can afford this. And I'm not kidding. And give them $300. Now, I'm not a over-the-road trucker, but $300 would probably get them 60 gallons of gas, maybe enough to get home. But here's the thing, Doug. The reality disengagement now is affecting everything and everyone. We're being told that the shelves, it's almost like the smart aleck in the White House is just, losing bladder control. He's gleeful because we're watching right now the complete shutting down, takedown, communist takedown and take over the United States. It really is that. The medicine, the pharmaceuticals, 80 to 90% of the drugs, if you will, pharmaceuticals and the components to make those come from China. The printed circuit, integrated circuit, that whole world is basically based in neon gas. We've shut ourselves off from Russia. The only people that have hurt themselves with the sanctions that we put on, sanctimonious sanctions, are basically Western Europe, which has to be, you know, if I ever, I can't even define that idiocracy. And if you look at the mediocrity in the United States, the shelves are staying bare longer. The employment, people can't, you just heard Tina say too, we can't hire anybody. What effective mind control program should be a 4-star goal? They get credit for this. They've even given the work ethic the middle finger, okay? And by the middle finger, obviously you know what that is. And they hit a command, and guess what? MK Ultra on steroids goes in. That was the CIA mind control experiments that are perfected. So now we're dealing with, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with questionable healthcare services. Anybody wants an appendectomy, a tonsillectomy, a hysterectomy, anything. And most people don't want those. They end up with them. But they don't even have enough drugs in some of the hospitals to put you out. You know, no thank you. Novocaine, xylocaine, anything for pain. It's being dried up. So I wonder, Doug, and I want you to give me some feedback, if you would, on this. Where is the disconnect? Because you and I were talking earlier this morning, and just making sure our times were up and Vimeo links and everything. But people still will go into, I would call this, baptism and battery acid mode. They're so acidic and critical, yet they won't even acknowledge. And I would say to all those people, those of you who are listening who fit into that category, what are you doing? You can speak whatever you speak evil of Doug and me. You can do whatever you want to do, but what are you doing to protect yourself? And what are you doing to make sure you can eat? And Doug, I'm telling you this, civil disobedience and riots will explode. That's what they want. There's been no historic communist takeover and takedown without riots and civil war. And that's what they want. So here's the thing. You and I cannot get across to people that the message could be 100% true, but when the messenger is hated, everything he says is suspect. But I want to remind those of you who listen to those people on what I would call blood chit, CHIT boards. And if you don't know what a blood chit is, you know, look it up on the internet. It's you need to, how do I say this? Question those who are questioning. It's just, okay, how does the baby formula thing fit into the planned assassination, annihilation of the human race? Simple. You get rid of the infants, there goes that generation. How does it fit into the inoculation, the vaccicide, the murder, vaccine homicide of pregnant women who are having all kinds of problems? How does that fit in? Interesting. It's, and nobody's done, to my knowledge, maybe Dr. Tenpenny could tell us this, but the reproductive organ damage of women that have been vaccinated, okay? Now, the reason I say vaccinated, they haven't died yet, But the whole plan, and we can't think in multidimensional evil like Lucifer orchestrates it. And, you know, Doug, I'm walking around at night, I don't know, usually midnight or one sometimes, and I'm just saying, Lord, why is it that your people are sheep that are led to the slaughter? I don't have an answer for that, except maybe this. Maybe they don't care.
Or maybe there's fear. And I found this, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yep.
And when you lack the ability, or when you lack preparedness or the ability to prepare because, oh, I don't know, maybe you're a single mom, you're strapped with bills, whatever the case might be, if you're not proactive, in my view, this is just my opinion, take it or leave it, but I think a lot of people are paralyzed by fear because not knowing what to do is different than knowing what to do, but being unable or unwilling to do that. So there's a fear that overtakes people. And I have to, my heart goes out to those, especially the older people and, the widows and like you said, widows, orphans and such, but the people who deliberately sabotage potential solutions or downplay the level of crises, plural, that we are facing right now, to me, are just as much of an enemy of ours. And when I say ours, I'm talking about Christian conservative valued, not the political conservative, but Christian conservative valued individuals, where, we turn to the Bible for our spiritual guidance. But we also have faith that God is going to provide. But with that faith comes a little bit of action that's necessary on our part in most cases. So the fear, that's what kind of, and I see this, and although people are unwilling to admit this, I see this in the writings, because some people will post a message on a video that we do or something. And if you read between the lines carefully, you can see that there's a level of fear brought on by their inability or unwillingness to heed the call previous. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. And I don't, but those unwilling to do so, I can't help you, right? If you go to the doctor, the doctor says, you have to cut out soda pop and whatever, because you're a pre-diabetic, okay? And you say to the doctor, well, I'm not going to do that. The doctor, I can't help you because, you're pushing yourself into that arrangement. Believe me, I had this conversation and I reaped the whirlwind, okay? Because I said, look, that's no big deal. I'm young. But he warned me and warned me and warned me. Did I listen? No. And that's what, so that, to me, that's where people, a lot of people are at. They're like, well, that's not going to happen. But it's happening. Go ahead.
So again, is the truth so foreign? And Jesus is the truth, the way and life. Is the truth so hated? The answer to what I'm saying is yes. Is the truth so fearful to mostly those who claim to be the followers of Jesus Christ? And by that, I mean those who claim to be Christians, but they won't stick up for Jesus. One of the frustrating things for me, and it is frustrating, you should have the peace of God. Yes, I should, and I have it at times. But to try and, how should I say this, be ahead of the herd, and you said it earlier, to get people to be active and proactive rather than reactive. Ladies and gentlemen, in chemistry, reactions usually result in as something other than the two components, three components, however many components go into it. And that's what brings about the reaction. We're watching now the complete disintegration of the United States. We're watching the complete disintegration of our southern border. We're watching complete disintegration of our supply chain. The complete disintegration of production of food. We're watching the absolute geoengineered worst drought in history, not just coming to the United States, but coming to the world. We're watching the lack of choices And when you are being manipulated, I'm being manipulated, and we're being manipulated, the global elite, the Luciferians, want the death, in their own words, thousands of statements, the WEF, they should call themselves the W2F, the WTF. You know, Doug, I mean, we're watching the potential for the newborns, let's say in the last, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. That's heartbreaking. And yet you see pallets of the stuff being shipped down to the border. And with a few exceptions of a few senators and congressmen, nobody cares. And ladies and gentlemen, it's America that has to die. I put up Deuteronomy 28, and I forget the exact verse, the other day on my front page. And it's basically strangers will be brought up, or strangers shall arise very high above thee, and you shall be brought very low. And that's what's happening. You're being displaced. We're being replaced until they can no longer displace us. Then they replace us. And as it becomes tougher and tougher, America, no, in my opinion, with the exception of veterans and very few people, I believe, Doug, America's lost its will to live as a nation. And even to the point that nothing matters anymore. Nobody cares on the majority, because they still think they can vote. They think they can vote themselves off of a sinking ship, the Titanic. They're underwater, and they still think, well, let's have a committee meeting to discuss that we're drowning. And some will say, head to the surface. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to throw drowning men, women. We're trying to say, parents, these are your children. And I like what you said at the beginning. No offense, I've been saying that for decades. War will come to our shore. Said that for a long time. And only probably, in the last couple of years have I said, war is coming to your front door. And war is a horror show. You watch Mariupol, and you watch what's gone on in Ukraine, and you just see just senseless violence. Everybody blowing each other up, torturing the prisoners, everything. Ladies and gentlemen, if we yield our sovereignty to the World Hell Organization, there's going to be hell to pay with also your life. And that's really critical. This is so... not even life-threatening, life-extincting, that if we don't rise up because of vote, just like the Ministry of Truth with that bubblehead, Jankowski or whatever her name is, I mean, there's no reality. She was completely void of reality. She could not even acknowledge the truth because it's a partisan thing. A house divided against itself cannot stand. It literally, in families have broken up over the vaccination jab. Literally, friendships have ended over it. But here's the thing. The mindset that most Christians, I'll say this nominal, and I would say this most spineless, they won't acknowledge that there is a holy God, that the Bible teaches very clearly God's response as the creator of the universe to what happens when nations embrace the wackiness that of our day. And it's interesting because, you know, God does judge nations in history. Individuals, you know, they close their eyes, they think they're getting the prize, they end up in hell if they haven't walked with Jesus. Broad is a path, but the WEF and the WHO, who gave them the authority? I'll tell you what. We, as American citizens, relinquished the authority when we put the same batch of lying devils into office or keep voting them. And how's that going to work for the situation when, again, there's no food? Trust me. Trust me with this statement. If you see that for 3 heads of lettuce that may test positive for the potential for salmonella or E. coli, and the whole, 100,000 pounds of lettuce or the 120,000 pounds of hamburger, ground beef, and there's no follow-up, there's no follow-through. And notice the key buzzword, suspected. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's just one more way to rob the supermarkets of food for you.
I won't say which, but I was told by somebody in the big box stores. They said, we're going to stock our store shelves with everything and anything we can buy that's available on a wholesale level. But we know 2023 is going to be a total disaster. They went so far as to say their doors would be shut. And it's not feared this time, where's the disconnect that the expectation that someone's going to come to the rescue, just like those two mothers claiming that, they're on one of the social media things, somebody posted an article, but they're on saying, our children are starving. My answer to those mothers would be, absolutely. Who did you vote for? And what are you going to do about it? Because your baby can't eat. And so that's not heartless. You can only warn so much. You say to someone, better not back up another step. Who are you to tell me I can't back up? All of a sudden you hear, they backed up off the cliff. You know, there are no metaphors, I think, that are capable. God does judge nations, and that's why on June 1st, wherever you are worldwide, you need to be seeking God. If you are a believing, it's funny to say this, a believing believer, and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that Jesus rose from the dead, and he's coming again. I've called everybody who will listen. You have a large platform, Doug, all over the world, to confess your national sin, your personal sin, and then cry out to God that he'll pour out the gifts of his Holy Spirit and miracles in the Christians' lives. Without the miraculous intervention of the living God in Christians' lives, listen, I can't and I won't bring myself to define or articulate the images of slaughter that I saw when God gave me a panoramic history 50 years ago, 51 years ago. In essence, the statement of, well, who's going to help me? The answer is no one. And again, the Bible says very clearly that God gives seed to the sower. And that means that you can call upon God for miracles. And see, this is what, can I tell everything I would say to everyone who's ever listened to anything I've ever said over the years, like it, hate it, at this point, who cares? But I still care that you take it to heart and correct me if I'm wrong. But Lake Mead and Lake Powell really are low. That was told you 18 months ago, maybe 12, 18 months ago. Mega drought, and this has more to do with the annihilation of the human race accelerates. Daniel Holdings, this isn't a pitch. You should read before you say quails never write. Read what Dan Holdings wrote, in hours of interviews, when I said it and what's come to pass. So, the point of isn't being right. The point is trying to warn amongst the scorn, trying to shake up those who refuse to wake up, trying to teach those who absolutely don't want to be taught, trying to open ears that people have perpetually closed. They have eyes, but they don't see. This is what the Word of God says. They have ears, but they don't hear. And I would say this, they have an attitude, they just don't care. The people that do care are coming late to the game. And I would say everybody that's listening to this broadcast, if you store water and you think you have 2 12-packs of water, that's enough, you're dead. Because you won't be able to go to this co, that co, this mart, that mart, and think that, you'll see trucks driving down the neighborhood courtesy of the United Nations giving out water bottles or subscribing to a water service like the old days of milkmen. You're just dreaming. So what's the answer that the globalists have for you? Move you into camps, do what they're going to do to your children, do what they're going to do to your wife, do what they're going to do to you, and then quite candidly, there's over 260,000 guillotines already pre-positioned in the United States. So how do we, Doug, communicate that? The only thing I believe the answer right now is to cry out to God on June 1st, 24 hours, and just say, Lord,
pour out your spirit after confessing your sin. If you don't know what confession of national sin is, go read the book of Daniel. Daniel had some of the most powerful revelations of the end times. We're living in them. And one of the things that I said it years ago, people have been with me 26 years. This isn't woe is me. This isn't because, according to one of your listeners, I'm a megalomaniac. This is because the point is that we have to get to the most people to save the most lives. And that's what it's all about, Doug. That's why you do what you do and I do what we do. But the night comes when neither one of us can work. The night comes when nobody listening to this program can work. I don't know all the ramifications, but people said, have you noticed the darkness on the land? It's thick enough to cut with a knife. I said, well, good luck with a knife. What you're going to need is some kind of a chainsaw, and it's thickening. It's not the plot is thickening. It's that the evil is becoming more sickening. And so we're now at a position. And what I also want people to understand is this. You can do something. And you can call upon God. And a fascinating story. This really happened a week ago, maybe. I don't know. God gave me a word of knowledge. That's a supernatural word of knowledge that I couldn't have known. And I was just talking about people need to, if they've got sin in their life, they need to clean it up, okay? And I said, and if you're committing adultery, you need to make it right. I said that once. Then I said it again, and I just got an email, I think a day or two after that, and he said, Steve, you were talking to me. I went out and got married. I guess he got married that day. The guy had a heart for the Lord, but he also knew what he was doing was wrong. And Doug, this is, God doesn't point out our sin to rub our noses in it. That's the devil that rubs your nose in your sin. He basically convicts us of our sin, and then we repent of our sin, and God can then pour out his spirit on us because God will not bless evil. So again, ladies and gentlemen, the specific prayer request through the time of fasting, this is, it can't get any simpler than this, for God to pour out the spirit of miracles and the working of miracles and all the gifts of the spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. Because if I look around, I don't see any wisdom in the claimants to Christianity denying Jesus as Lord. I don't see any wisdom in such a small percentage of what we're professing Christians saying, I don't believe this, I don't believe that, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, do your own, I would say, homework. If we're talking about monkeypox, go out and look at it while your internet's still up. Also look at mousepox. The mousepox, the entire genetic formula of that was released on the internet. Don't think people don't have biologic skills to generate that stuff. So Doug, at the end of the day, we're looking at another lockdown at some point in the future, don't know when, and it'll be a total lockdown. A total lockdown. If you want to see what a total lockdown is, look at Shanghai, China. If you want to look at the howling dead, I think I posted one on my website today, just people howling. They can't go out. They don't have food. People dying. They don't have medicines. Yet the government locks them in, literally bolts their doors shut. Doug, in essence, that's what we're watching happen to the economy of the United States.
Very much.
People are planning on retiring on cryptocurrencies. That's a lot of them are talking about suicide. And please, ladies and gentlemen, don't do that. Call on God and call on his mercy. And I believe that God has mercy or none of us would be saved. The point being is that we're watching the devastation, the destruction, and the total, if you will, American dream disappear. It's disappearing. And if you're sitting there thinking you're going to send your 18-year-old to college, you're dreaming. You might as well basically buy some unicorn saddles. You might as well go out on the street corner and get fairy dust. And you might as well basically lick the perpetual sucker of multi-swirled rainbow suckers. Because, ladies and gentlemen, everything has changed. Ford shutting plants down, the automobile plant. I mean, what happens to, Doug, here's the thing. What happens to millions of people who are instantly unemployed? What happens? Go ahead, sir.
It depends on the person, but in general, what we've seen, obviously, you've got you've got a lot of people looking for government dependence. I mean, turning to the government for aid. You know, look, none of the, but even larger, I think, even in the larger sense, not to stray away from that point, but, you know, what we're seeing, as you pointed out, we're watching the systematic takedown of the United States, the disassembly, the orchestrated takedown. Nothing that we're seeing is happening by accident. It's all a plan. Take away or raise the prices of our fuel, especially diesel. By the way, and to what you stated earlier, in Washington State, they're reprogramming the signs and such to, and even the signs on the pumps to have to be for them to be able to show double digits on the other side of the decimal point, so it would be like $10 and up, which they didn't do, they couldn't do as of March. Okay, so, but all of this is planned. Everything that we're seeing is planned. Nothing is coincidence or accident, or very little is coincidence, and nothing is really an accident that we're seeing taking place. So, you know, you're seeing this push toward the consolidation of power is through this one world structure. You're seeing this push toward dependence upon government. You're seeing this push towards zero emissions. All of this is interrelated. And, you know, it goes back to the original statement that you made. This showing of this reality disengagement syndrome and the fact that many people aren't seeing it. Their lives are, you know, they're so tuned into social networking, their phones, they're so far into their own lives that they're not seeing what's going on around them, and they're not sensing the danger around them. It's kind of like walking through a parking garage at night, you know, a young, attractive female, and she's got her head down in her phone and not looking around and saying, hey, you know, what are the dangers around me? That's where we're at as a country, and really even more so, in my opinion, Steve, as a body of Christians, and I speak only from a Christian standpoint now, me as a Christian, as a fallen sinner that is seeking repentance, but also attempting to be obedient and doing the right thing. Are we, you know, this is kind of a question back to you, are we going to simply allow our children to be sold into the biblical slavery or the slavery of biblical, are we going to allow that? Or is that okay with us? It's not okay with me. And we have to, at this point, not only provide solutions, but be part of the solution, be an active part of the solution. And if that means getting down and dirty, you know, that means getting down and dirty. And again, I'm not trying to stoke anything up here. I'm just providing the reality of the things, because we can talk all day long. And there are so many people who make a living talking with podcasts and broadcasts and all this. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, great, but do they offer anything? Do they offer anything from their vantage point? And that's kind of what, Steve, I think you're trying to do, and you're doing well.
Well, survival skills and skill sets are acquired usually over time. You have to be taught them, usually by someone who's proficient in them. You have to, you know, obviously the militaries of the world train their soldiers to fight. Unfortunately, Christians are told, and this is why John Dyson's book is so timely, Nehemiah Strong, we don't know how to fight. King David said, blessed be the name of the Lord who teaches my hands to war. But he also said the same thing, though my arms are strong enough to bend steel, yet, Lord, your gentleness has made me great. But there's a time for everything under the sun, Ecclesiastes. And my answer to that is that, but what happens when the sun goes down? And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, and I certainly don't question the word of God, but Jesus told us what that was going to be like. For then there shall be great persecution such as the world, and tribulation, that's where that scripture comes from, that the world's never seen before. People would rather argue over the timing of it than open their eyes and see the implementation of it taking place. I got news for you. My Bible in the book of Revelation talks about 2/3 of the world's population dying over a very short period of time. We're seeing now projections that indicate that, Doug. And look, will Putin use nukes or will he not? I believe he does at a certain point, but I believe that, and I actually do believe, and I think in my spirit, I've come to the conclusion that Dmitry Dudeman's vision, number one, was real, but number two, it's not until there's an internal civil war that the concurrent Russian invasion of the West Coast that Henry Gruber saw, the admonition to Dmitry Dudeman prior to the admonition of the Angel of the Lord showing him Russia and China conspiring. And let me make it clear, that vision of Dudeman's came years after his vision of Russia attacking the West Coast. And also, what's interesting, Doug, now you'll never hear about it, even the USGS, the United States Geological Service, is calling things micro tremors, not earthquakes. But as Henry Gruber saw, the Russian invasion was timed, and the entire Cascadia region erupted almost simultaneously. And he saw the invading armies basically being, you know, sucked up into molten magma. And he saw the aircraft that were coming to the bombers crashing because they couldn't get the volcanic ash, even the height of it. So the height of the ash would determine whether the aircraft can fly above it. And some of the explosions that have taken place in history, I mean, they got up to 100,000 feet. The only thing I know right now that, you know, that most people know exists is a Tango TR-3Bs and 4Bs. Obviously, some of the Russian, like the Hell Reaper. Do you know that, to my knowledge, based on people who are in the Pentagon, they still can't believe the Russians have achieved a Mach 20 aircraft. Mach 20. You know, that's really fast. It's like 17,000 miles an hour, 750 miles an hour speed of sound at sea level. So here's the most critical thing. There's no one coming to get, you know, who are you going to call? There's no one to call, especially if your cell phones are dead. I.e., that's why at least you have a bivy stick. You can see if your brother or sister, friend, you know, child in another town is okay. But as Tina said, Doug, your audience, our audience together today can buy all these up today. That's how few there are. So I think it's important, the bivy stick, sat123.com. It's just like food. I remember hearing all the years that I've been on talk radio, you're just selling fear to sell food. You're just fear porn. You guys are all conspiracy theorists. Well, ladies and gentlemen, is it a conspiracy now that the biolabs in Ukraine that the Russians have captured? And I'm not just pro-Russia. I'm not pro-Russia at all. I'm pro-truth. But when we have orchestrated some of those deadly biolabs in Ukraine, and they're capable of killing a race-specific group. But you know what's interesting, Doug? Just as they are doing that to the Russians, the Chinese have done that to the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the entire Olympics in China were, every one of those athletes had to be tested multiple times while they were there. And they, if you saw the food they ate, whoa, that's being gentle to call it that. But what they were able to do, Doug, the Chinese, to get the DNA of, in essence, the finest or the most well-developed athletes that would compete in the Olympics. And they got it not just from the U.S., but from every nation that competed in the Olympics. Well, if you're xenocentric, as they are, and believe that they are the right Chinese, that they are the world's leaders, that they are superior to everybody else, then that should worry everybody. And so, again, what I guess in closing, what has to be made obvious, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much time we have, but I will say this, time is running out. And your family, your children depend on you using wisdom. A good example, someone said, well, and someone I know, better not go into any more detail on that, will said, well, I've got to, you know, go on a vacation and this and that, you know, or somebody wants to buy a new boat. Look, if I were people telling you to buy anything, it would be food, food, food. And Doug, I want to make it clear, anybody who's thinking of buying a little silver, don't. Buy food. As Hawk used to say, get a can of chunky beef soup. Get something with protein, P-R-O-T-E-I-N. And then if you've got children, become pro-teen for your children. Don't send them to the slaughterhouse that's called public education. It's a sewer. Don't be surprised when Johnny the man comes back as Jilly the girl. You know, again, ladies and gentlemen, a nation that has so infuriated heaven. And if you think I'm making this up, you ask God, if you claim to be a Christian, if you're a Luciferian, Satan, you all, a Satanist, you guys already know the answer to this. Doug, the Christians have their nose rubbed in their soon to come destruction almost, I would say this, hourly by different postings on the internet, but they still won't acknowledge it. When you guys in Russ's team, you know, that would go, and I won't go any more and say this, but you guys saw the reality of the face of Satan and the plan of Lucifer to destroy. And, you know, again, I maintain now, after coming to grips with it, Russ, God took him and Shelley to save him from the evil that was to come. And we can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and won't. I won't. I don't think Doug will either. But when you get deciphering stuff of what they're going to do to people, and you see that God took them home, you go, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen to that, Stephen. And you're right. I'm not going to say anything, nor is it required. And by the way, on that note, Steve, you're going to be on tonight, as I am, I believe, in Pastor Paul Bagley's Overcoming Evil webinar. So I just want to make sure people tune into that. You're going to be on, as well as myself, talking about the Glyph Project and other things. So make sure you go to Pastor Paul Bagley's channel and tune into that. Sign up for that webinar. Right, Steve? I mean, I got that
absolutely
right, didn't I? Okay.
You know, all right. Yep. And I think it's really critical, too. One of the neat things about Pastor Bagley's outreach is on the right. I don't know what they call it, a moving margin and stuff. But people are giving their hearts to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're afraid, I'm afraid, I do. But at the times I am afraid, I quote the scripture that King David said, I trust in thee. I say, God, you said the righteous are as bold as lions. I do this stuff. You know, I mean, if I have a sword, and I do over there, it's because God, teach me how to yield and wield the sword. Teach me how to use the sword. And I'm not going out and going to be, you know, think I can take on some guy who's been a kendo master. But I'm talking in the sense of we have to fight the good fight. Putting on the full armor of God is pretty tough to do when you're just butt naked. And I mean that. You can't naked, not, you know, without clothing. I should define that. But without any understanding of the battle that we're up against, you know, of the nature of the enemy we're up against and how late the hour is. And I think the scripture, you know, I always think of it, watchmen, what of the night? What of the night? What of the night? Mm. When the scripture asks something three times or declares something three times, a mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That's really saying something, Doug, in a big way.
You know, Steve, reality disengagement syndrome is here. So are the events that you've spoken about so many times and we've talked about, we've warned about. We're there. It's here. And it's coming maybe in dribs and drabs. Maybe you can't see it. Maybe you got smoke in your eyes. Maybe it's because of the tears in your eyes. I don't know, but please clear your eyes, take a look, and see what's right there in front of all of us. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Gen 6. We're about out of time, sir. We've got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Well, I think at this point, the best minute I can give anybody is to, first of all, and it shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Next thing, though your sins be as scarlet, God says, through the blood of Jesus, by accepting his son, I'll make you as white as wool. And I think it's important for people to understand, life is bigger than all of us, but God is the only one that can get us through life with his victory, and it won't be without the power of the Holy Spirit. The disciples were one thing before the Pentecost, before the Holy Ghost fell upon them in the upper room. And that's why we're praying and fasting, Doug, June 1st, wherever you're at, whatever time zone, confessing your national sin, your personal sin, and calling on God to pour out the Spirit of the living God on your life.
Amen. Amen. Hit your knees and stay in prayer. Steve, thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. I really appreciate all you do and all you've done.
Thank you, Doug.
All right.
Blessing to you.
All right, folks, that'll do it. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Don't forget, hey, part of the solution to comm problems or communication problems, satellite phone store, go to stevequayle.com or hagmanreport.com. Click on the link, sat123.com, and there you can get your bivy sticks. Just one solution. Take it or leave it. Hey, have a good night.